from your home for get up, get out of here, gone. Semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Hi. And I'm Devin.
Yeah.
Hey. Devin's here.
We got a special guest.
Again.
Again. Yes. 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 It's been a good sports week.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
It's been good.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. How's football?
It's good.
It's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
How good? Scale of 1 to 10.
9.9.
9.9, wow. Rock solid. I'll take it. Wow. That's what we're signing up for. Well, okay, good. You guys have a great week. See you.
Okay, good talk.
Yeah, that was a good talk.
Have a good weekend.
That is my second favorite sports thing happening this week.
Yeah.
Guess what else happened?
Your Packers didn't play?
Two things. The Packers didn't lose.
Yes.
They went 0-0 for the weekend,
Didn't tie.
Didn't tie either, which is nice. That's 2 weeks in a row without a loss and 2 weeks without a win. So, you know, that's something.
Okay.
But most importantly, the Brewers won.
Oh, wow.
Not one, but two.
Since we talked last,
playoff games.
Yay.
Against the Cubs.
Against everyone's.
No rivalry there or no animosity.
Like, yeah, if you're going to have a playoff series with the Brewers when they're the best team in baseball, yeah, let the Cubs show up. That feels so good to crush a Craig Council-led team.
They crushed them really. That first game was just.
I watched
a little bit of baseball because I was like, okay, let's see what happens here. I watched the first two innings and I went, okay.
Yeah, the first two innings of both games started out in very traditional Brewers style. Yeah. They were losing 3-0 after the first inning.
And then they destroyed them.
Absolutely correct. It was 3-0 with a... Yeah, Cubs were down. Cubs were up 3-0 to start out the first game.
With a leadoff home run from Michael Busch.
Yep, with a leadoff. Home runs. And all of a sudden, didn't matter. The Brewers came back with 1, 2, 3 consecutive doubles. And you could feel the crowd physically take a deep breath. It was kind of that, oh no, not again. Because as a Brewers fan, I've gotten really, really used to the regular season
losing
being the big thing, because in the playoffs, losing has become their thing.
Yeah.
And so far, after two games,
they look like the team that was number one for the last half of the season.
They look like a team. Their first game, they won small ball style. They doubles and long extended at bats and hit by pitch with two outs, getting a guy to second, scoring that run.
Yeah.
Yesterday, last night, on Monday, home runs. They hit. Yeah. It was the first time in Brewers postseason history, granted not the most illustrious playoff histories, the first time they've hit 2 3-run home runs in a game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first time. It was fantastic to watch. They were bombing home runs. They were...
Did I see a quote from Greg Council on that first game saying the Brewers don't hit, like they don't swing?
Yeah.
Or something like that, to start off?
Yep, Craig Council said the Brewers don't swing. That's how they win, which...
Well, he ate his words.
He absolutely ate his words. Yep, the Brewers swung at the right pitches, and they hit them all over the place. The Brewers led the league this year in a whole bunch of stats that back up what Craig Council said. What he was saying is they are a patient team. What he was saying is that they extend at bats. What he was saying is they make it tough to get them out because they don't swing at bad pitches. The Brewers led the league in at pitches per at bat. They led the league in extended innings. They led the league in sacrifice flies. They led the league in moving base runners. All those winning in the margins things, all those little things you got to do to win 90-some games when you don't have 90-some games worth of talent on your roster.
Sure.
You got to win by sticking to what works rigidly over the course of a long such a long season. Right, it's 162
are they
games.
Getting healthy again now?
They've got everybody but Brandon Woodruff. Brandon Woodruff has been, he was hurt for almost two full years, came back for about half of the season this year, landed on the injured list with a week left of the season. They might get him back for the playoffs.
Okay.
You'd love to see one more arm, a guy like that, an experienced arm in a playoff spot in what feels like might be his last run with the Brewers. I'd love to see him get back on the field. But yesterday's game was a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Aaron Ashby started out, pitched, gave up three runs in the top of the first. Don't know if he pitched into the second. Nick Mears pitched. They had seven pitchers pitch yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, yeah.
That's a lot of bullpen changes.
That's a lot of bullpen changes. Jacob Mizorowski, the youngest, like least experienced all-star of all time, who had a first half of the season like nobody's ever seen and a second half of the season like
nobody wants to see.
Nobody wants to see. Yeah. Showed up and pitched three scoreless innings. Struck out four or five.
Not bad.
That's very good for a 21-year-old with 70 innings who can throw 104.
He can throw 104?
He throws 104.
I thought it was only 102.
Yep. No, he pitched out at 104 to top out yesterday's. Pitches with, he looks like, except for the fact that he's 6'7", he looks like a high school kid. He's got pimples. He's gangly. He throws the ball like, I don't know. It's interesting to watch. He was so excited running all over the field, fielding infield singles, running to first base. Like, it was great.
To be 21 again.
Oh, man. And the excitement in it. You could tell that he knew he wasn't supposed to be that excited. He just couldn't help it. Yeah. And he's high-fiving people on the ways. Yeah. He, you know, high-fiving the
21 in Major League Baseball.
High-fiving a reporter. I love that stuff, man. Like, that's sports to me. And that was, he really, in a spot where the Brewers had given up three runs early, he showed up and he was wild. Like he threw as many balls as strikes.
Oh,
in his three innings.
Yeah, he's nervous at the playoffs and everything.
And you could see it. I mean, and as a hitter, he's 104 and not accurate. That is a nervous feeling as a batter, I would imagine. But he really solidified and stabilized the game, which, if you would have placed a bet on who would be the hero of a game two, Jacob Mizorowski, who had an ERA over 6 for the last 6 or 7 starts of his season. Yeah, he came in, pitched three innings. Everybody else, every reliever got in. Trevor McGill, who had been hurt for the last third of the season, came in, pitched a scoreless ninth. Abner Uribe came in, lights out in the eighth. That was a perfect Brewers win for me, and it really does set them up to travel to Chicago and need to win. It's a 5-game series. I was wrong last week. They got to win one out of the next 3 games against the Chicago Cubs.
So that's pretty optimistic about that.
I am very nicely optimistic about that.
But then it looks like they have to face either L.A. or the Phillies.
Phillies are struggling to compete with the Dodgers. The Dodgers have a payroll and a talent base, really, because it's not just the money they spent. They spent the money on the right players.
Sure.
They have more talent than the Brewers, but the Brewers have won more games. The Brewers have this year outplayed,
like the working man class.
Absolutely, yes.
Yep.
And this year, the Brewers have played the Dodgers really well.
Oh, they have, that's right.
They have beat them consistently. They have outplayed these teams with more talent. So, yeah, I got...
You're giddy.
I am. I need to be a little excited. It's been too long. I remember this from last year. Last year, rolling in here, talking about, we didn't even last year get to have a talk about the Brewers.
They
were done early last year. We talked, the game was the next day, and by the time we had talked a week later, series was over. It was hard, and it was against the Mets, and it was.
Who was the head coach that time?
It was
the manager.
The manager was still Pat Murphy. It was last year.
Last year.
It wasn't Craig. We're not doing that. We're not gonna get upset. We have kids in the room. It's a good day. It's a Brewers victory day. We're talking football. We're talking.
We are talking football.
We'll get there. You know, it's Packers didn't, like I said, they didn't win or lose, so it's hard to get too up and down about it. I'm more excited about guys like Andrew Vaughn hitting a 3-run home run. Andrew Vaughn, who's got one of the best comb overs in baseball. He's 27 years old. He's very bald. It's fun to watch. So excited. Jackson Chourio at 21 years old, hitting himself a 3-run home run. Man, it's fun to watch. It is. Yeah, we could just talk about that.
Could.
The amount of time that they spent talking about Bob Uecker during that game yesterday. And that was great to hear.
You think that's kind of helping him to inspire them maybe a little bit?
I mean, yeah. I'm going to believe that. Bob Uecker? Bob Uecker. Yep, their longtime radio announcer who passed away this year.
Oh, what happened?
He was 90-something.
Oh.
And he'd been around for a really long time, and he'd been the Brewers announcer for 30 years on the radio.
Oh, I thought he was a manager one year.
Nope, he was a player.
And, not a very good one.
And not if he was a really bad baseball player, but a great announcer, radio guy. And he'd been on TV and in movies. Yeah, it was a big thing, and it kind of inspired the team for the entire year, it feels like.
Yep.
And it's nice to see a national audience, because the Brewers, despite winning more games than anybody, were not on TV. They don't have a big flashy name. They don't have a big high roll, big high payroll. So a national audience now, they were on TBS and TNT. They're on cable, national cable audience.
They win,
going
forward, they're going to get a lot of attention.
And it's great to see. You know, a guy like Pat Murphy, who their Brewers manager, you look up baseball man in the dictionary, he looks like a baseball manager. He talks like a baseball manager. The cutoff sweatshirts and the fun quotes that really just sound like he's been raised in a baseball stadium. It's fun to watch.
Okay.
Fun to listen to. We're going to talk more about them next week, I bet. I promise we will, because if they somehow if they lose enough games where this series is in jeopardy by the time next week hits, man, that'll be an unpleasant show. So I'd rather not.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened in football? Anything happened in football this week, Mr. Devin?
My football game?
You had a football game. How'd you guys do? Youth football.
We won.
How do you do?
I got up some pretty good flagpoles, I think.
Very good. Good. Anything noteworthy coming up this weekend for you? You've got a youth football tournament coming up this weekend to cap off your season.
That's why you have a parent to help schedule and keep
track. We're playing a team from our same town.
Ooh, rivalry game. That'll be fun. In the tournament they're playing, they're playing against the other Viroqua team in the tournament.
Oh.
So the team they've been practicing against for the last 6 weeks. Yeah, so it's going to be pretty fun. Big tournament this weekend.
Good.
What about in professional football? You got anything professional football?
No.
No.
All right, let's try the other guy. How about you, other guy? Anything happen in professional football?
Not much.
Nothing. Dang. Well, I'm just going to do the whole show myself.
My Vikings won.
Did they? They spent another week in Europe.
It's the first NFL team to go play two different games, two different countries back to back.
Huh.
I don't know why they agreed to that, but they did.
You know, it's kind of a tester, right? Because I'd say in the next 10 years, the NFL will expand out and have a team in Europe, whether it's in Germany.
I mean, if it makes sense if they have multiple teams.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
At least a couple. You got to start somewhere with one, maybe.
But we'll see. We'll see. It's certainly trending that way. The deals they've made now for South America, though.
Yeah.
A long time.
Every team in the NFL is now traveling to a foreign country to play somewhere. And I think almost, if not every year, every other year. It's a
something like that.
It's a global. They say global.
They're doing
game.
What, 4 or 5 games this year? Yeah, five. I think it was. So
And I don't talk to a lot of people from Europe about football. Generally, I don't know how it translates.
I mean, the last 2 weeks I've had to watch, or not had to, but I did watch.
Yeah, you got up early.
Yeah, because they're actually broadcasting on a channel I can watch.
Yeah.
The fan bases are there.
Sure.
You know. The last week, or not this past one, but the week before when they played in Dublin, Ireland for the first time. Not first time. No, they played before. But it was like a Pittsburgh home game.
Yeah.
Because Pittsburgh's kind of based out of Ireland.
Fairly certain they have a shillelagh on their helmet somewhere.
Yeah, probably.
I watched that game.
You're a Steeler. Yeah, you're a fan. Yeah, you're a Steelers fan. So that was kind of a fun one for you to get up early and watch. Yeah, he recorded it,
so I was able to watch it a little later.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Good job.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, they lost, obviously, that one, but they won against Cleveland, which is probably a top five defense, and they actually manhandled them really well.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly.
Okay.
Considering we have backups in just about every position on that O-line and a backup of quarterback.
And I guess if you're going to have to do a second game in Europe, you're probably worn out. It's nice that Cleveland shows up because Cleveland is barely a professional franchise at this point.
Did you see that they traded Flacco?
Joe Flacco, yeah.
To Cincinnati.
Joe Flacco has now played for every team in the NFC North at this point. Way to go, Joe Flacco.
The starting quarterbacks for the NFC North or AFC North?
Yeah.
Well, probably Joe Flacco is going to be starting over Jake Browning. Cooper Rush for the Ravens.
Oof.
Dylan
Gabriel for the Browns.
Yeah, well, he's not backup now. Yeah. He's going to be the starter. Well, maybe.
Yeah, it's weak.
Aaron Rodgers.
And the Aaron Rodgers. Finally, he's the best quarterback in a division. It's been like 10 years since that's happened for him. So, yeah, no, quarterback play in the NFL, and if you don't have two, really, I mean, it comes down to unless you have the one.
Right.
And that the list of
the one is reliable or stay healthy. Mr. Devin and I talked before you came in.
Sure.
Talking about what Joe Burrow needs to do to stay healthy, because it's like right now, every other season, he's hurt.
He's missing 3 and 4 games.
How much is he making a year?
He's in that 50 to 60 million range, where you can't afford to put a quality backup behind him. If you're a team like that, the pathway is clearly draft a guy behind him and develop him. As much as Shedeur Sanders didn't want to sit as a backup for the Bengals or the Ravens with Lamar Jackson.
Right.
If you're a franchise and you are investing $60 million a year in your most important position.
Not even, though. Because look at this year with Minnesota.
Sure.
You know, our starting quarterback, our technically your second year guy, he's down. So who did we get?
Carson Wentz, yeah.
And he actually looked
functional.
Yeah, it manages the game pretty well.
Sure.
You know?
Game management style. Yeah, if you don't have a quarterback ready to do something as a backup, you are going to lose those games.
Right.
And for a team like the Ravens, we'll just pick the Ravens out. They're 0-1. They're 0-4. Have they won a game? They've won 1-3. Yeah. They are missing their best. Lamar Jackson's the best football player in the NFL.
That team doesn't look good, though.
And as soon as you're missing your quarterback, everything goes away.
Also, the quarterback, I believe they're missing 3 other starters. Kyle Hamilton.
They're
missing 4 starters, 5 starters at least.
When the injury bug hits, you do got to wonder, is it a bunch of individual players have bad luck? Or is it a collective amongst the team?
Is it the training staff?
Is something happening in practice? Are they not stretched? You know, it comes down to those real basic things. Like
just
if you're
bad luck.
Bad luck over and over. If you have bad luck over and over and over again, is it luck? Or is it something
insanity.
Else?
I mean, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah. So that for me is what it's all about, is quarterback depth.
Yep.
In the NFL, it's why you'll see guys like Joe Flacco at 40 being a commodity on the.
Yeah, I got in traded the, for what was it, 6th and him?
Yeah,
Cleveland got back a 5th.
Yes, yeah, for a quarterback who has maybe 7 weeks left of his career, you know, it's remarkable to me just how hard it is to develop a quarterback anymore in the league. It makes you thankful for a team for you better have a coordinator who knows how to quarterback coach. Like that's where O'Connell comes in so handy.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Mac Jones
looks like the real deal. Yep. Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan, that's where you see, that's how that guy keeps his job. That's where he's getting paid the real money. You turn Brock Purdy into a star, you turn Mac Jones into
a relevant. They wanted to begin with. Over Trey Lance. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Who Kyle Shanahan wanted to begin with. So he got him now.
It's interesting. Yeah, it's the NFL's it's such a on the margins thing because on paper, you'd watch like Buffalo last week. Buffalo on paper might be the best team in football. Mm. Buffalo on the field
didn't look so good.
New England played them legit on Sunday night, played them straight up and beat them.
Yeah.
So I was going to try to rank who the best 5 teams in the NFL are. We're at week five. We're at the fifth week is now completed. We're entering week six. We're at the third of the way season.
Yep.
Who's the best team? The best team in the Packers division. We'll start easy.
No, I mean it's the same team.
Still Detroit.
I think week one against Green Bay was an anomaly.
I think so too.
They have been just ransacking everybody along the way. And they look like now they're not missing a beat like last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're thralling everybody.
Just a good overall team.
Yes.
Oh, they coach really well. Now it kind of settles the debate. You know, you lose both your OC and your DC, and what happens? Well, we had a little hiccup on the first game, and now...
And it, you know, what Tom tells you is those assistant coaches were good because those guys are doing pretty well in their current positions with the Bears and with the Jets. The Jets are a mess. The Jets have been a franchise of a mess for so long that no coach is going to fix it. It's a from the ground up.
It's a culture
thing. Yep, you got to start over with a new GM, new everything on a franchise
But... I think Detroit.
About the Giants.
The Giants are.
They're a hot mess as well.
Yeah, they're
looking a little better with Jackson Dart, but.
Most teams get, when you put in their rookie quarterback, they look a little bit better because they're more athletic. The rookies aren't. But eventually.
And nobody has film on them.
They just kind of lose it.
Eventually, the other teams start to figure out what they're good at. They study
CJ
the tape.
Stroud.
They do a lot of research and they figure out, okay, what can we do to stop this guy?
Except for the Ravens on CJ Stroud, they couldn't figure out anything.
All the teams are pros. There are no amateur teams, as much as there's some amateur run teams.
Yeah.
Every team is filled with 50 some pros, and they catch him at the right time, the right matchups. Ravens were down. The Titans were as beat up as any team could be. You know, like they went from being.
Ravens played Houston Texans.
The Texans. Sorry, who did I say?
Tennessee.
So close. I confused Dallas.
That one was a good one, too.
That was a very interesting end of a game, yes.
You also confused the amount of games that the Brewers have to win the series.
Thank you, Dev. Thank you for keeping me on the ball. Yeah, I wish you would stay here and tell me the mistakes that we could do during this. This would be a much more entertaining. We wouldn't get nearly as much done.
I think it's Detroit.
Detroit's the best team. Okay.
And I think it's a toss and tie. I mean, 2-2A between Buffalo and Philly.
Philly lost.
They're
also this weekend.
Yes.
To Buccaneers? Who was it? Philly and...
I don't remember.
I don't know either. No, there are no undefeated teams. Because we didn't mention, well, what about so-and-so's still
Broncos.
Undefeated? Broncos look pretty good. At this point, I can name you the... It's easier for me to name the five worst teams in football.
Yeah, but I mean, the Bills, Eagles, I would put Tampa Bay in there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to still include the Chiefs as a top five team until somebody beats them in the playoffs.
Yeah, and if they don't make the playoffs, then...
Then I can officially take them off of all these rankings.
I'll take them out at this point because I think after last...
Can you replace them with Jacksonville? Jacksonville's... No, they're a flash in the pan at this point. They're 4-1.
Trevor Lawrence is so roller coaster.
Yeah. And their coach is just a goofball, man.
You know what I'm going to put in top five?
Who you got?
Indianapolis.
For the Sting? Okay, Okay.
They're 4-1.
Okay. They are 4-1.
They look, I mean, everybody's waiting for Daniel Jones, that shoe to drop.
Sure.
Why?
Again, we're in week five. At this point,
in New York, which we just talked about, is a hot mess anyway.
Yep.
I think he resurrects his career. I think Anthony Richardson
is done. Nothing. Yeah.
I think he sits back. And just he's going to learn and just get that reps to practice.
Somewhere down the line, Anthony Richardson maybe becomes a starter for somebody. But it's not with Baltimore. It's not with Indianapolis.
Not right now, anyway. Huh? Yep. Where were we? Tough to say, but...
As long as they have a Jonathan Taylor in the backfield and they're...
As long as their wide receiver or running back or wide receiver doesn't drop the ball in the end zone...
Oh, yeah. That happened again with the guy for the Cardinals.
I know.
That's insane to me. How does somebody... There's got to be a psychological something in there where somebody... You
relaxed
so much.
Run too.
You ran 70 You ran 69 of 70 yards in a full sprint, fully focused. In that last yard, you forgot to hold the ball.
If he would have won, that could have
Game over.
That could have changed the whole game if they won. But I like Indianapolis, man. All three sides, special teams. Defense is looking good.
Okay.
I put the Indianapolis Colts defense on my fantasy team.
That's not a bad move, actually.
They won
me.
But, I mean, after that, I mean, you're looking at Denver's up there.
Okay.
Chargers are looking roller coaster.
But then I'll say they lost again last week.
Yeah.
They lost their running. Yeah, it's okay. I can roll with Indianapolis.
Packers
as
are probably in that top 10 someplace.
10. I can give them a top 10. I can't. I keep hearing people wanting to shoehorn the Packers into some kind of top 5.
And Seattle?
I like Seattle. I like their offense.
NFL rankings got Seattle at 5, Green Bay at 6.
Seattle's going to be one of those teams all year that people don't remember because they play defense, which isn't exciting. Their quarterback is Sam Darnold. They play in the middle of nowhere.
Sam Darnold looked like Sam Darnold from last year.
But
until they get to the playoffs.
They won't until they finish out that year at 12-5 or 12-5. They're going to be a team that people say, I don't know anything about them.
Right.
Because they've got a lot of younger players. Listen, I watched Washington. Washington looked pretty darn good.
Jane Daniels looked like Jane Daniels from last year again. The defense looked really a lot better, too.
Yeah.
So,
Of the league, however, is just
horrible.
Embarrassing. I say this as a sports fan, having never experienced what some of these bottom teams like the Jets. As a Packers fan, I've never seen them be this bad. As bad as the Raiders, right? Like as bad as Geno Smith just throwing interceptions and Pete Carroll being 80.
Miami,
Josh McDaniels could be fired anytime. Cleveland, to be a fan of the Cleveland Browns, I couldn't imagine going through that.
They've been through it so much.
Hard to watch.
Giants are down there.
The Giants, I can at least. They have a rookie quarterback, so that's something.
I took Jackson Dart because I had to.
How'd he do for you?
He managed.
Functional? Okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right.
Bengals,
I don't think are as bad as their record. I think their coach gets fired. I think their coach ends up as maybe the second coach fired.
No.
I think. I'm wrong a lot.
Tennessee,
if they wouldn't have won last week, you could start making moving plans if you're Brian Callahan, the coach. It's time to get out of Nashville. But at this point, they lucked out and won. They've got a number one overall pick.
I mean, that's going to save him right there getting that. I mean, he'll have at least one more year.
Okay. And again, I'll forget all about Tennessee until they get the number one pick next year, too.
Saints.
When
you're bad, you're bad.
In Carolina, to have to root for Bryce Young over and over and over again.
I don't think the Baltimore Ravens have been
low. On the rankings, who's on the bottom of the list? Who's the worst?
The worst team is going to be the Jets. They haven't won a game in quite a while. They didn't win a lot last year. They haven't won one yet this year. Huh. What's that?
25 seconds.
No way. What else did we talk about? Okay.
No, well, you got nothing.
Wisconsin football lost to Michigan in respectable fashion by only 11. They covered the spread. Unfortunately, probably saved their coach's job for another week or two. Yeah, that guy. That's about it. Everybody, have a great weekend. Devin, thank you for showing up. Thank you for pushing buttons. Have a great week. Bye, everybody.